That's right. For those of you who haven't seen the video, you may want to back up this podcast. That's right. Had some really good news yesterday. Still mixed emotions. I think Eric's mixed emotions. I think we're just kind of like maybe right now a little, I wouldn't say a little, a whole lot taken back, a little bit walking into this next part of the journey with open eyes, and I'm still going to carry with me the sense of being extremely pessimistic. I don't know what I'm in for or what we're going to be told. I don't know, but hey, I'm just going to cut to the point, right? I was accepted into the Cancer Institute up north. It was faster than Speedy Gonzales. I could not even imagine. A couple of my doctors contacted me via email on my chart system and were actually shocked that I was accepted that quickly. And I have scans and that scheduled next week at the hospital, was an out of state, but close enough to our home. So they didn't even have the recent scans and imaging in that, but they had enough. And I don't know, my cut's saying they probably were, I'm sure they're a little taken back. I mean, so far everyone who's touched my case has been completely just dumbfounded and shocked. But I can't believe it. Out of hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of referrals that are sent on a weekly basis to this Cancer Institute, they accepted my case. And wow, I really, I'm still speechless. I'm a little bit in disbelief. I think I'm going to wake up. It's going to be all a dream. But I believe, you know, the good Lord and your loved ones that watch over you help to make things happen and guide and direct you where you need to be in your life. And, you know, I just think this is all meant to be. So we're kind of thrown off, completely off course. We have a lot that needs to happen before my appointment. I am going to keep parts of this leg of the journey a little bit private, and only with the dates of some things that'll happen. They may be backdated compared to when they actually happened, and I'll let you know that. And that's just for privacy reasons, because there's some, you know, being in the public eye, which, you know, I have become in the public eye, whether on this podcast or the entertainment channel for our fur children or the Gastropatia Awareness Campaign website, I have to be careful, because there are always going to be one or two people out there in this world that do not want to see good happen and may just do some things that, may do some things that just should not be doing, just put it that way. I don't hold anything past people. I've seen things happen with people, and I've seen some crazy things over the years in my lifetime, and I don't hold anything past people. So for privacy reasons, I think it's a good idea in working with our counselor to keep parts of this private as far as dates. So dates will change. I won't be on spot podcasting with maybe something happens on this leg of the journey at the Cancer Institute on this day, and just for things to happen to be private. I've also going to the route of HIPAA and making sure that all information and wherever I'm at and wherever I may be or what hospital, this is all kept private and confidential. And that's just to keep, you know, people that want to cause problems and don't want to see the good happen in your life and want nothing but bad for you. So it keeps a lid on those kind of people. And I think you have to be proactive and protect yourself in that aspect. So here we go. Get ready to walk on this next leg of the journey. I have no idea. I really don't. I anticipate during our first, you know, visit, we're not sure. I'll find out more information later on today. They're going to contact me back. I don't know how many days. Try not to make it the first time around more than a few days. But we do have, Eric has been in contact. When we did that, somebody called a Facebook test. I just think it's just reconnecting with people. when we did that and with great counseling, it actually was successful because I've been able to personally reconnect with relationships that maybe just we drifted apart or something dramatic happened or drastic happened, or maybe we didn't see eye to eye. And I've been able to reconnect with people. I've been reconnecting with, you know, a few cousins of mine. Eric's been able to reconnect with extended family. So we've reached out to Eric's side of extended family, and we're hoping they're going to try to work with us and try to see if they can get in town, because we're going to need someone to watch our four children. And that's another important part of things keeping private, so we don't have problems at our residence to where all of a sudden we end up, you know, I don't want any, you know, I don't need any drama. I don't need any stress. I don't need people just acting crazy. So like I said, some parts will remain confidential, private, and won't happen on a podcast that particular day or blogged that particular day of my journey. So I was given a gift, and the gift is life. And, you know, I woke up yesterday and had the phone calls, and it was quick and it was fast, and I wasn't anticipating it. And thank God for the oncology groups, the smaller groups that I had been a patient or continue being a patient with, that stat all my records. I think their letters of recommendation and what I've gone through really opened the eyes of the Big Cancer Institute, you know, and maybe there is something that hasn't been discovered or uncovered by a different source or power that be in the research world with oncology. And if anything, like I said, all I'm asking for is to be given the decision and let the liability fall on myself to at least get drain tubes in, because I think right now that's really the most important thing, is to drain this fluid that just keeps collecting and causing me complications right now, and they're not pleasant to deal with by any means. So if I can continue, if I can go down that path and realize that dream and be able to, you know, enjoy life to the best of my ability without having something unpleasant that's caused by fluid, that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a miracle. I'm not asking for a cure. You know, I have to be pessimistic walking into this. It could be really everything go bust. We could go up there and they could try things and just things not work out. Anything's possible. But the main thing is I'm one hell of a fortunate, lucky woman that I'm given this gift, and I, you know, and I consider it another gift of hope. And hope is a strong word to use for any cancer patient. You know, every day is a battle, you know, and if I could say anything, is keep your head up. Don't allow negativity from others in your life. Welcome only positive, supportive people. Welcome those that love you unconditionally. Don't take less than what you deserve. Don't take garbage from people, okay? Learn what battles in your life, you know, to handle, and some battles in your life to just let go and just roll off your shoulders. You have to know when to maneuver, when to be proactive. But most importantly, you got to fight for your health, because at the end of the day, no one else is going to do it for you. You know, you have to be just as proactive as every specialist that's being proactive and helping you along the way. And I'm fortunate to have so many that have helped out really quickly over this past, not even a week. That's how fast. But that's what good support does. So we're going to play it. We've got a lot of things to do. We've got to figure out, you know, who's going to come in town, who's going to take care of our kids. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be fast. And there's a lot on our plate, but I know I'm 100%, and I will promise you I'm going to get it done. And I'm going to walk in that Cancer Institute with my head held high and my fighting strength. I'm going to place it right there, because I'm not done fighting yet.